gun control next very much has been on the agenda. The debate about gun control in the States has been reignited in the wake of the Orlando shootings. In the aftermath of Sunday's massacre in a nightclub, President Barack Obama is calling on the nation to rethink gun control policies, a speech he's made 14 times before following mass shootings over the course of his presidency. Obama has said that some soul-searching about gun control needs to be done, but he comes up against fierce opposition from sizable Americans pro-gun lobby. What do you think about America's gun laws? Do things need to change? Well, the commentator Charlie Wolf is with us today, the writer Emma Wolf. What do you think, Emma?
I think it's time to really, really ask, or for Americans to ask themselves whether their constitutional rights, whether their Second Amendment rights are really more important than more and more and more innocent lives being lost. And, you know, there's been more than 10 mass shootings since 2011. 30,000 annual deaths per year from guns in the States. This has got to stop. It's just so obvious. If you look at other countries, there are not the same amount of gun deaths. It's just a completely crazy situation.
And yet you saw the reaction when President Obama tried to do something about it recently.
That's why I'm saying people need to ask themselves some tough questions about whether their constitutional right to bear arms are really more important than children, than innocent nightclubbers, people going about their daily lives. Look, the homicide rate in the States is 25 times higher than other similarly affluent, rich nations. And, you know, look at Japan. You have barely any shootings. You have very, very stringent gun controls in Japan. In 2006, two people were killed in the whole year, right? And you have about 30 people on average a day in the States. In 2007, in Japan, 22 people died in a whole year, and there was a massive public sort of soul-searching. That they have a rule, no one shall possess a firearm or a sword. And it works.
Charlie?
Well, in America, we're treated as adults. That's the difference. And we hold the Constitution is very important to us, and it guarantees liberty. And one of the things that guarantees that liberty is the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. And what's, I think, most striking is we're discussing this after a terrorist attack. Yes,
another
the man
one.
Used a gun, but this was not a shooting, a gun control issue. This, again, was a terrorist attack, and Mr. Obama seems to want to ignore that fact. For instance, after the Boston bombing, Stephen, you were there. That was a terrorist attack. Guns were not involved. And we need to start getting vigilant against terrorism and not worrying about gun control. So that's my problem. You know, he politicizes these events, and it's not reality, to tell you the truth. We got guys that will get a hold of guns, whether we ban them or we don't ban them. And you're not going to ban them in America. There's 300 million guns on the streets. It's just not going to happen. So I think Europe has just got to live with it. And just understand that is our culture, and that's the way
it is. Just got to live with it.
Or die with it. Charlie, I mean, we're not trying to impose anything on you, but how much more? It's not about Europe living with it. It's about you guys, Americans, living with it. You say you're treated as adults.
And we do live with it, all right? We have a constitution.
But you don't. You're dying with it. People are being...
No, we're not. Listen, it's called freedom. And right now, there are people that will have guns, and the ones that have them illegally. And I have a right to protect myself in the face of that. All right, not everybody, you know, I'm not going to get punished by a law because someone uses a gun irresponsibly. Why should it affect me if I'm a responsible gun owner? The majority of people in the United States who own guns do so responsibly, and they have a right to protect themselves or to use a gun for whatever reasons they feel fit.
Okay, not a single person in the Pulse nightclub holding a gun would have been particularly... that you don't protect yourself against terrorist attacks by taking out your gun.
No one said that's the case. But again, guns are used for personal protection. If I'm in a position, I have a friend, for instance, Stephen, you know my friend David Webb, the broadcaster. Because he has a right-wing approach, he is in danger. He has to, and he carries a weapon. And it's for personal protection. And we have a right to do that. I don't want to rely on the state for my own personal protection. Funny enough, they did.
Well, of course, we all rely on the state for our personal protection. Actually, in reality, that's what happens, Charlie.
It's up to me. It is ultimately up to me.
And you don't
protect myself.
And you don't think there's any second thoughts needed at all, given the context of what has just happened?
Well,
a man clearly deranged, intent on kill, with a hatred for gay people.
Investigated by
the FBI twice, can walk into a gun shop and buy whatever weaponry he wants. and killed 50-odd people.
The problem there was the FBI. Why didn't they have this man followed and continue to tail him and arrest him?
They stopped
the guy in Los Angeles who was trying to do the same thing. So the system
because they didn't have enough evidence against him.
Well, they should have kept on tailing the guy until they got the evidence. That's the problem. We have to be doing counterterrorism and intelligence, and we don't seem to be doing it correctly.
So you want the freedom to carry a gun, but you want to curtail individuals' rights, freedom by having them tailed and followed by the state.
I'm not taking away their rights. And again, see, that's the problem. The ones that are talking about this are generally liberals that say, yes, we should take these people off the streets. But again, it goes against the liberal orthodoxy. So this is the problem. Until they do something wrong, they have a right to own a gun. Now, if you suspect the person is going to be a danger, then they should do something about it. The FBI did not act on this case.
Charlie, how do you account for the disparity between deaths in, say, Canada, Australia, Japan, the UK, any of these
problems? The problem is not the gun. The problem is a cultural problem. All right, Sweden, I believe, has a large gun population. They don't have the problem. Israel has a large gun population. Matter of fact, Israel suffers, of course, more terrorism than anybody else, and being armed over there has been helpful in stopping terrorism. So I'd like to, in some respects, see more people armed as in Israel. But again, the problem we have is cultural.
We're talking about people in a nightclub, Charlie, having
or in a school
automatic weaponry pointed at them.
Exactly. And they had actually they seem to have believed in guns as well because they had an armed guard standing out front. It was an off-duty police officer who was guarding that club.
But we're not arguing. Of course, police should be allowed to bear arms. They bear arms in the UK.
But why shouldn't I? If I'm going to be on the scene in my house, and I do rely on the police, but why should I not have the ability to be self-responsible to protect myself if I so feel I desire to?
No law, no line drawn in terms of you can have as many guns as you want, as much weaponry as you want. It wasn't even a handgun this guy was able to buy. It was a semi-automatic weapon, for goodness sake.
Semi-automatic weapon. He was able to kill nearly 50 people. Listen, 300 million firearms owned by Americans. When do you guys grow up?
How are you going to get them off the
street? You are living in the 19th century.
Let's talk reality for a second, okay? If you're talking a ban of weapons, how do you plan to get those off the street?
No, of course it's very difficult to implement, and I understand that the phase
it's
of
impossible
implementation
to implement.
And regulation...
It's impossible to implement. There are 300...
Even in the UK,
Australia. This is not Australia, this is not
drug dealers.
Okay, 300 million people, backed up by a constitutional amendment, are not going to surrender their guns.
Let's let Emma finish her point.
Yeah, the point is it's just too easy to own a gun. There isn't sufficient regulation. You're right about the cultural problems underlying it all. But, I mean, as even Hillary Clinton, who I don't have a particular brief for, she says weapons of war have no place on our streets. And it is insane that someone who is actually being investigated by the FBI can do what that man did. And it's not just nightclubs, it's schools. It's
well, again, they should have been
university.
Investigating further, and we have to
you
up
have
our game when it comes
admit
to counterintelligence and counterterrorism. But what you're also forgetting is that, we do have a constitutional right. Oh, I'm sorry, the point I was going to make was the laws they've wanted to put into effect will have no effect on things. Mr. Obama introduced, I think it was three different things after Sandy Hook. And one was, I think, background checks. The other was large capacity magazines, and the other was automatic weapons.
Yeah,
none of that would have prevented any of the following shootings.
Look, this suggests you need to try something different. Do you know what Einstein said about madness? I'm sure you do.
I know the quote.
Yeah?
So what do you?
You are. You keep doing the same thing. You're all refusing gun regulation.
It's not going to work.
Let's see what Dolores thinks. So 0330 80 55 55. She's not going to think much because she's just dropped off. William and Armagh. Morning, William. Can't hear you, William. Kevin and Ballinahinch. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning. It was basically the Charlie. Charlie quoted the Fifth Amendment or whatever in the Constitution in America. I think back then, if they would look at now, with the likes of semi-automatic weapons, they're far, far too dangerous in the hands of maniacs, and therefore they should be taken off the street at least. I'm not saying that America's shooting on themselves, but the type of weapons that they're using is absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, well, can I tell you, when Bill Clinton put in the ban on semi-automatic weapons, it had a sunset clause, and the reason that it wasn't renewed was all the studies at the time said it had very little effect.
Well, that may be so, Charlie, but you would have to agree that if somebody's walking in with a handgun and somebody's walking in with a semi-automatic weapon that can probably disperse a bullet 100 bullets in a second. Surely to God, that's not right.
No, a semi-automatic is not a machine gun. It's not like you're going to hold the trigger down and it's going to go...
But why would anybody need a semi-automatic weapon, Charlie?
For whatever reason. A lot of people like to target shoot and they want to, you know, play soldiers. That's their business. And again, as long as they're using it responsibly.
Playing soldiers in the context of...
Watch programs are sitting out.
People dying, people being shot dead by lunatics.
The guy that's sitting out in Arizona shooting targets in his backyard or collecting them is not shooting people in nightclubs.
With a semi-automatic handgun?
You can with a semi-automatic rifle. He has a right to do that as long, you know, that is his right.
I don't know how many more deaths you need to be convinced that you need to try something else.
But again, there's this belief, I guess, on the left that suddenly a law is going
to
solve it.
On the left.
We
it's
have,
nothing
we
to do
have
with political laws. Stance. It's to do with
political
It
is a political stance because the left thinks that we just add more laws, it's going to solve the problem. Laws don't do that, okay? That's not the, we have laws and they don't work. Again, it is illegal to own bombs in America. Yet the Tsarnaev brothers used three pressure cooker bombs to kill people in Boston.
But you keep avoiding the issue of guns by talking about other things that people have done and committed in terrorist acts.
Because that's what we're supposed to be talking about. I don't know why after a terrorist attack we're talking about gun control. That makes no sense.
You have had. What? You don't know why we're talking about gun control?
Because this was a terrorist attack, all right? This was not some nutter with a gun. This was a terrorist attack. Yes, a gun was what he used, but he would have no trouble getting a gun no matter what laws you put in place. We had gun laws in this country. It didn't stop the IRA from getting guns and bombs. These are people
that
want to cause harm and cause terror, and they're going to arm themselves. So why are you going to stop me, put a law in effect that's only going to stop someone like me and have no effect on them? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Tim and Norma and Andy and Maura and Eddie and Derry and Kieran and Limavady. Let's try Andy next and Maura. Hello, Andy.
Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Stephen, my experience, I made a trip to America 5 years ago for the first time, and we stayed with American friends for a short time, and he was an estate agent, and he said to me one day, Andy, would you like to come and see a few houses? So that's fine. We went to one house, Stephen, there was at least 5 guns in that house. Most of them weren't in cabinets, the way they would be required to be in cabinets here. In fact, one of them was above a teenager's bedroom. This was an actual house that was for sale, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. And one point I would like to make, I think you wouldn't need to be Einstein to see the correlation between the number of guns that are freely available plus the rate of homicide within the United States.
Exactly.
The correlation doesn't work because there's just as many guns, I think, in Sweden or Canada. The fact of guns on the street doesn't necessarily make a causation. Maybe a correlation, but not a causation.
Yeah, well, I think the less you have available, there's less likelihood of murders happening, sadly, as happened.
They'll use other things. They'll use knives. In this country, we had a knife problem for a while.
You can't kill 50 people with a knife. You cannot kill 50 people with a knife.
In Washington, D.C., when they banned guns, knife crime went up. If someone's intent on killing, they will kill.
Of course, but we're talking about guns. We're talking about this in the wake of another mass shooting.
We're talking about it in the wake of a terrorist attack. And again, that's the problem I have with Mr.
Okay, the terrorist attack anyway hasn't been conclusively proven.
The man yelled Allahu Akbar. He called up 911 and swore allegiance to the head of ISIS. You tell me, if it walks like a duck and smells like a duck, it's a duck. This was a terrorist attack.
It's not too difficult to be a terrorist, Charlie, is it, in America, if you can walk into your local store and buy a weapon? We're talking here about trying to make it as difficult as possible for terrorists. Certainly more difficult.
How do you discern who a terrorist is?
I don't think we even need the labels. We're just talking about guns. It doesn't matter whether we're liberal or left or right or terrorist.
Between this chap and me walking into a gun shop and wanting to buy a gun, I have a right to buy a gun if I'm going to use it responsibly. How do you discern the two?
If your brother was killed in that nightclub, I don't think you care what the label is. The point is you have people, clearly deranged people, running around with extremely
powerful weapons. So what you want to do is give them all of America and let the deranged people walk around, and they will eventually get guns in some form or fashion, but I can't to defend myself.
Charlie, should I tell you something? We don't have guns. We don't walk around with guns, and we're fine with it.
That's your culture.
Well, we don't have these mass shootings. We haven't had one since
That's your culture, though. This is a different country.
All right. Well, if you're happy with these mass shootings, then I guess we can't...
No one's happy with mass shootings, but, you know, again, the importance of the Second Amendment is about constitutional liberty.
Okay, you're just
insisting on it.
There's
much at stake that you have to understand, and you don't.
I don't, no.
President Obama has once again called for his country to rethink gun control policies. He has said this more than 14 times before after other mass shootings in his country. Trevor in Ballymoney. Morning, Trevor.
Hey, James.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Stephen, I think it's a bit rich that Northern Ireland's on debating about whether anybody should be holding a legal firearm or not. I think the history in this country, I think we need to look at ourselves. We can't even agree on anything. So a country that can at least has a constitution that allows them to make the choice whether they carry a weapon or not to protect themselves, at least is to be commended. Now, I think other governments who spend millions in arms to go out and bomb people and to mow people down just willy-nilly, not seeing a target.
Would you like a gun?
Would I like a gun? I don't know whether I would or not.
Why would you have the need for a gun? Why does anybody have the need for a gun?
Well, there's some citizens in Northern Ireland, as you well know, Stephen, that if they would have had a gun, they would have been taught to protect themselves.
And that's the point, I guess, Emma Wolfe. The right to protect yourself and protect your own life, Emma Wolfe, if you come up against it.
Or family, or property, or whatever. Like, what is wrong with that?
I can't see how in any situation where these terrible mass shootings have occurred, I genuinely can't see how having a gun would have prevented, you know, these poor innocent people.
There's an example on the time of the VA shooting.
And hold on, can I just finish?
We come from, but
well, let's let Emma finish. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Trevor. Listen to me. Go on, Emma.
No, I mean, I thought the example from your caller of going into a teenager's bedroom and seeing all the guns, the point is you can get people who are, for whatever reason, extremely angry, extremely distressed, extremely crazed, and can pick up a gun and go and do that. It makes it so much easier. And having a gun, all it does is raise the bar of violence. It doesn't protect you.
Not necessarily. You mentioned about mass shootings. There was a story around the same time as the VA Tech shooting. There was another incident. It was never really reported to the extent of a man with a gun, and some students saw it, and they went to a fellow student of theirs who happened to have a gun in his car, took it out of the glove box, and was able to apprehend the guy before anything happened. It's also for women, it's a great equalizer when they come up against men. There was a story around the same time of a woman who was just lost her husband to cancer, living in a trailer in America. And two men knew they had drugs in the house and were banging on the door trying to get in. She called up 999, and the lady said, "I can't tell you what to do, but you do whatever it takes to keep yourself safe." She took her shotgun and put it up against the door and shot through the door and killed one of the guys, and the other guy ran off. So,
yet more deaths.
But wait a minute. This guy was going to harm her. Are you suggesting she shouldn't have been armed and the guy come in and do God knows what, you know, kill her or rape her or hurt her children? You know, this man he forfeited his own life by doing an act and putting her in danger. She had a right to defend herself, and she was able to as a woman.
But we don't have guns in this country, and I suppose in that situation you would call the police. I mean, you can't just...
You can't if you're in the middle of nowhere. She was in a trailer park in the middle of nowhere.
David Zanoma. Morning, David. Hello, David.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Stephen?
Yes, David.
How you doing? I'll tell you what it was. I was last year we went to Austin, Texas, in America, and I basically we were staying there for a music festival, and the actual hotel where we were staying, shooting happened in the hotel. Now, basically, long story short, a guy came in with a gun into the lobby and was obviously drinking stuff involved and keeping out, and he fired a gun and intended to shoot the security guard who was working in the hotel, and the bullet missed and it shot a bystander. Now, basically, in the feud of it all, the police then pursued and chased the guy with the gun.
What's the conclusion? What do you draw from that?
It brings a lot of fear in going back to the country. I'm a massive fan of America. I love a lot of things about America, but I think the guns is something which goes a step too far. Whenever you see that, whenever you witness something that happened in a hotel, you don't get that anywhere
else. Okay, David, thank you, sir.
You go to Spain, you go all over, and that doesn't happen.
Thank you, David. Tim and Armand. Morning, Tim.
Morning, Stephen. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
I'm afraid to talk to you, man. You've probably got a gun in your pocket. You might come around to my
house. I don't have a gun in my pocket. Don't worry.
If I say something bad to you. Could we talk about your Second Amendment to your Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Just for a moment. James Madison introduced that because he was afraid that the centralized government were going to run over
the armies. That's right.
You know, but does it not actually say that they, in its final version, that a well-regulated militia,
mm-hmm,
being necessary to the security of a free state, that was the conditions under which
it wasn't.
Bear arms.
And I'll gladly post the link if you read Constitution.
I'm reading it here in front.
I've got a copy of it myself, and I've got the scholarly.
How do you interpret that? How do you interpret being necessary to the security of a free?
There was two different arguments.
Do you mean that just anybody and everybody?
Let me explain. You're not far off from what you said. It was talking about the need for standing armies, or the dislike of standing armies versus militias. And the problem with militias, of course, is if you're attacked, how do you keep them well trained? How do you, organize them quickly? And you need
maybe Charlie, by selling anybody and everybody a gun would be a well-regulated militia.
May I finish? The second clause was added in because they were stating what was essentially the obvious. This was a point they all agreed on. It to them, on the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, both agreed that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It was a separate.
Charlie, it's in the context of a well-regulated.
No, it is not. And again, I will gladly post the link to it. I've got
for the protection of this free state.
No, it was not. And again,
Charlie, I've only
read the analysis recently. Yeah. I can
essentially, Tim, what you're saying is the Constitution is so out of date. It was for a different era in history.
No, I'm not saying that at all, Stephen. I'm saying that the intention of James Madison wasn't to arm anybody and everybody indiscriminately. I'm saying that the intention was to provide for a militia that could counter a military challenge by a centralized power. That was the purpose of having a well-regulated militia, which would, in fact, be people who were under control of some description.
Was offered by the late Antonin Scalia. And there was no one who was more of an originalist and a constructionist than Scalia. So, why would he have said that?
But why are we arguing this in the context of centuries ago? This is like saying we should send four-year-old children down the mine. You have to deal with the situation.
No, it's not. That's a silly argument. It is saying this is our Constitution, and these are things that are very
important. Insisting on your constitutional rights.
Second Amendment, Charlie.
Insisting on your constitutional rights
We get rid of the First Amendment.
Okay. Emma, thank you. Charlie, thank you. We'll come back to more of your calls on this later on.